702. WhatsApp Refilway on 072-702-1702.
And it's time to talk parenting with our human potential and parenting expert, Nikki Bush. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Refilway.
So, Nikki, today we are looking at early childhood development centres around the country, how they've been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic and lockdown. And you have got an interesting report to unpack for us that was partly done and partly compiled by the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Talk us through it.
That's right. We're facing a very concerning situation at the moment in that 30,000 ECD centres, early childhood development centres, were shut down on the 28th of March, so at the beginning of lockdown, and they haven't reopened yet. And there seems to be a lot of confusion as to who is responsible for deciding when our littlest citizens, youngest citizens, the ones in the preschool years, are going to be able to go back to these centres, whether it's the Department of Basic Education or the Department of Social Development. It seems like it's a ball that's being passed from one to the other and no one's making a decision. And the impact of that is that 1.5 million of our youngest South African citizens are not able to get any form of stimulation outside of their homes right now. And these are also the most vulnerable members of our society. They come from the lower economic sector. Mm-hmm. And to add insult to injury, that's 175,000 ECD practitioners who are now out of work. Mm. The principals, the teachers, the daycare mothers, etc., who would normally look after children during the day, provide them with some form of stimulation for early learning, as well as food.
Yeah.
So there would be a meal as well. So we have many, many children who are not getting the nutrition they need, let alone not getting the stimulation they need. And this is critical because in those foundation years, and many people don't connect the dots with what happens in those early childhood development years, that the basis for reading, writing, and numeracy is laid in those years.
Yeah.
I think we have a very narrow view of what education is. People think it's what happens between the covers of a book. It's what happens in the four walls of a formal classroom. But it's actually these foundational skills that make learning richer, that make understanding or create meaning for a child, because it's not abstract learning. It's multi-sensory learning.
And that's so key, Nikki, because I think so many people think, well, it's just someone who you're taking, you know, we use the term creche or ECD sometimes very loosely, but we just, you know, many people think it's somewhere, it's a place children or toddlers are taken so that they are safe and in capable hands whilst parents go off to work. It is more than that, right?
Yes, it's way more than that. Now, what this report only deals with, the 30,000 ECD centres, not necessarily. We're not talking about your high-end preschools.
Mm.
We're talking here about, all those little daycare centres in the middle of Deep Slurt, in the middle of Riebeenfontein Squatter Camp, as well as in some higher economic areas as well. But let's look at the whole sector.
Mm.
The impact of all these little children being kept at home, some with parents or caregivers who can stimulate them and have the resources with which to do so books, games, toys, etc., and thousands who are now at home without any of those resources, and their parents cannot go back to work until they have somebody to look after their children.
So there's that catch. There's that catch, right? Because we're easing into level three, and if those 30,000 ECD centres or programs are not available for parents to utilise, how do they go back to work if they can? If their workplaces are opening up with no one to watch their children?
Yeah. So the knock-on effect is massive. Because it's preventing their parents or caregivers from going back to work. There is a loss of income. And these young children are the least able to follow self-directed learning at home. So when I deal with people who are working from home with children, this is the age group where it's very difficult just to do a job at home, even if it's a computer-based job at home, because these children need constant input from an adult because they don't have the concentration span to actually get on with something by themselves for more than a minute or two or three, which means that somebody needs to be putting out a game or a toy and maybe sitting with them for 5 or 10 minutes to engage them, to show them how it works. You know, we can't expect them to just stimulate themselves, especially if they're locked in a room,
absolutely,
you know, in a small room, and they're not allowed outside. Now, Nick Spall from the University of Stellenbosch put out a policy report on this, and I read that last night. And all of this, very similar to what we've read in the Nelson Mandela Foundation report, is very, very similar. But he goes on to talk about the well-being of young children when they're stimulated, that they require a very high level of human interaction. And then, of course, there's the school meals. And giving parents, here's another aspect of his report, giving parents a little bit of a break from being with their young children full time improves the mental health of the parents and of the family, especially when we're in these lockdown conditions. Now, the interesting thing is that when you look at all the medical evidence around young children, so let's look at the spread of the virus. They are the least likely to carry the virus, and they are the least likely to become infected. And if they do become infected, they're highly unlikely to get very ill. So the thinking actually is that these are the first children who should have gone back to school.
Yeah, I mean, really, really interesting findings. I guess the key takeaway there being, if they are the least likely to get infected, then the worry that coming, you know, kids, this age group being together and congregating and then coming back home might be an endangerment to the rest of the family is probably something that needs to be relooked. But it has huge impacts economically. I know, Nikki, before we look at some boredom busters, if we have time for one or two at the end of our chat, there are also some suggestions about how ECD or early childhood development centres and employees can be kept can be kept afloat during this time, because of course the problem is they've been under lockdown for almost 2 months now and for their foreseeable future, and the worry is that these ECDs might be closed to the communities that need them the most beyond lockdown. They just won't survive and make it.
Yes, so we're very, very concerned that they're not going to reopen. And in fact, I think we mentioned last week the Preschools for Africa, who looks after many of these ECD centres, are now providing food for principals and for teachers, because they don't have any money. So there is a call for government to support the ECD operators financially. And this report is available at the Nelson Mandela Foundation website if you want to go and have a look at it. But I think it's really important that we reopen these centres sooner rather than later to ensure that we actually have an infrastructure to support this sector of our community, of our citizenry moving forward. And it's a little bit like, the longer they keep high school learners out of the system, the less likely they are to go back.
Sure.
Very, very similar situation that we sit in right now, and very concerning.
Yeah. And of course, one final takeaway being that who in the end has to make that hard decision of staying home and looking after children, it unfortunately falls on women. So it means that women's economic participation and workplace participation is further set back or destabilized. Sure, this pandemic really just thrown so much at us.
One other thing I'd like to add to this, and that is that there is an organization called A Chance to Play, and they are running a webinar on Wednesday next week, the 3rd of June at 10 a.m. I'm actually a panelist on it, and it's a very, very interesting panel of contributors. And they are looking at how to phase play back into normal, you know, living environments, whether they be townships, etc., where people are living in close confines. How can we phase playback in level 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, etc. And it's going to be a very interesting webinar. So those details are available at achancetoplay.org.za if anyone wants to hop onto that free webinar next week. And actually, the 28th of May, which was this past week, was World Play Day.
Yep, absolutely key stuff there. Nikki, okay, I think we're going to have to hold over our boredom buster activities, but achancetoplay.co.za, I mean, it just sounds so key, so fundamental and important, because with all the these interests and these tensions tugging at us, this is what children need, a chance to play in order to grow to their full potential. Heck, we need a chance to play. Thanks so much for your time. That's Nikki Bush, our parenting expert. Just gone 8:30.